Randolph stays here as a guarantee for Jane's good behavior.
Tomorrow morning? Malik asked.
Why not now? The sooner the better.
We still have much to discuss, said Gaetano.
Discuss?
Yes. I want to show you what is expected of you back on the Council. We have a worldwide program to implement, and your cooperation will be very important to us.
Dan saw how Jane's face hardened. Even Malik looked angry. Gaetano seemed amused, terribly pleased with himself.
After all, I may not be the GEC's chairman, he made a mocking little bow to Malik, or its most prestigious member, another bow, lower, with a flourish to Jane. But I do expect the two of you to help me in every way.
Gaetano's smile vanished. His voice became iron hard.
In other words, I will tell you what to do and you will do it. I will be the master of the GEC. Me and no one else.
Dan clapped his hands exactly as Gaetano had a few minutes earlier. Furious, the Italian whirled around and raised his fist. Dan saw the punch coming but could not move fast enough to block it. Malik grabbed Gaetano's wrist and held his arm in midair. The Italian tried to twist free, but Malik held him in a grip of steel.
There is no need for violence, the Russian said. Violence is for fools.
Then he released Gaetano's wrist. Wringing his hand and glaring at Malik, Gaetano said,
Yes, you're right. Violence is for fools.
Then he shifted his seething gaze to Dan.
And for my hired help.
As he took his place at the heavy, dark dinner table, Dan thought that Jane looked furious, Malik tense, Kate worried, her sister puzzled, and Gaetano as pleased as an operatic tenor who had just been asked for a third encore. Gaetano had spent the remainder of the day locked in conference with Jane and Malik, giving them their orders, Dan knew. Kate and her sister had gone off together. Dan had taken a nap. No sign of Big George. No sign of the Yamagata assault team. No indication that the double-damned biochip plug had worked at all. Dan had been tempted to pull the transceiver out of his ear once he was alone in the bedroom to which Gaetano's guards had escorted him, but he feared that he might be watched by hidden cameras. So he flopped on the narrow bed fully clothed, the transceiver feeling like a boulder lodged in his ear, and stared at the ceiling, knowing that he was far too wound up to sleep. When the guards unlocking the door woke him, it was dark outside. Nothing had changed except the time. Dan splashed some water on his face and went down the castle's broad stone main staircase to the dining hall, escorted front and rear by silent, grim-looking guards whose shoulder holsters showed through their unbuttoned leather vests. Gaetano sat at the head of the table, almost vibrating, he was so wired. He chattered about the antiquity of the castle, the family that had built it, the foreign invaders who had never been able to conquer it. Jane and Malik at Gaetano's right and left respectively exchanged worried looks with each other and occasionally stole a swift glance down to the end of the table where Dan sat.
He thinks he's got it made, Dan told himself. He thinks he's won it all.
I guess neither Jane nor Malik put up much resistance to him this afternoon. He gave them their orders and they agreed to do what they're told. Kate and her sister hardly said a word as a pair of sullen-faced, heavy-set women in black uniforms served dinner, shuttling in and out of the swinging door to the kitchen like a pair of silent, morose robots. Where in hell is Nobo's team? Dan asked himself for the thousandth time. Do they know we're here? Has something happened to them? And what's George up to?
Gaetano's monologue had shifted from the history of the castle to the history of the family who had originally owned and defended it. Now he was talking about his own family, but Dan realized that he did not mean merely his parents and siblings.
Related by blood, Gaetano said. That is what makes us strong. Blood ties are the most binding. We are a family. Every man who joins takes a blood oath that follows him to the grave and even beyond.
Beyond? Jane asked.
Generations beyond, said Gaetano.
His dark eyes were glittering like the wine in his crystal goblet as it caught the candlelight.
What is the vendetta except a keeping of faith with the generations that preceded you.
I thought it was nothing more than a primitive thirst for vengeance, said Malik.
Like a family feud in the Ozarks, Dan added, raising his voice to be heard down the length of the table. Gaetano's smile turned sinister.
You make jokes about things you don't understand. The vendetta is an expression of family loyalty that extends from one generation to the next.
And damn near depopulated parts of Sicily, said Dan.
Organized murder, Malik agreed. Organized, Gaetano agreed, emphasizing the word with an upraised finger. That is the key, organization.
He looked down the table at Dan.
You are correct, Randolph. At one time, vendettas had taken so many lives in Sicily that whole towns were abandoned. There were not enough men left to till the fields. But those days are gone. Now we are organized.
With a sad shake of his head, Dan said, Blood oaths and family loyalty, it's all so medieval. Your so-called organization is a throwback to the Dark Ages. People have learned to develop higher loyalties than that. While the rest of the world created nation-states and multinational corporations and even a double-damned global economic council, you benighted pricks still act like it's the frigging 9th century. Gaetano's nostrils flared with anger.
For thousands of years, our people have been invaded by foreigners. Greeks, Romans, Goths, Huns, French. Even today, our land is ruled by strangers in Rome. We created our organization to protect ourselves against the outside world, by stealing from your own people, by murdering and terrifying them. What ruler has ever succeeded without cowing his people into obedience? Gaetano asked. Besides, as I told you, we no longer kill amongst ourselves.
Now you kill other people. Gaetano conceded the point with a tilt of his head.
When we must. But violence is for fools, unless it is absolutely necessary.
You prefer kidnapping and extortion.
I prefer bribery, said Gaetano, a fingertip brushing his mustache. It is usually the safest and cleanest. You would be surprised at how easy it is to bribe people. And not always with money, either. Take Kate here. All I had to do was to give her Astro Corporation.
Kate stiffened. She did not look at Dan, or even at Gaetano. She stared at her sister across the table from her.
Touché, said Dan. Gaetano turned back to Malik. You think that the GEC is running the world, that you, as council chairman, are in charge. But we are really controlling everything, from the cockfight pits of Bangkok to the agenda of the Global Economic Council. We are in charge. We have ended the vendettas and expanded throughout Europe and North America. We are bringing the Latin cartel under our control and the Asian gangs as well. Soon we will have the entire world in our grasp. And the moon as well.
Like Genghis Khan, Dan said.
Eh? He got the warring Mongol tribes to stop fighting among themselves by turning them outward to conquest.
Yes. And he built a mighty empire, didn't he? Gaetano said.
Is that who the old man is? The man we saw this morning? Is he your Genghis Khan?
Gaetano's expression hardened.
Who he is none of your business.
Dan shrugged. Vasily, do you see where all this is leading? You want to get the whole world's economy under your control, for the good of the people, of course. But once you've done that, some piece of shit like this jerk can steal it from you, and all you've accomplished is to hand the world over to a pack of thieving, murdering bastards.
You need a few lessons in manners, Gaetano said.
It's never been my strong point, Dan replied. Malik sat silently as if lost in thought. Jane's eyes darted from Dan to Gaetano to the Russian and then back to Dan. The lights went out. The chandelier and the lights in the wall sconces flicked off, leaving the table dimly lit by the decorative candles.
The emergency generator will come on in a moment, said Gaetano.
Several moments passed. The room remained candle-lit.
Gaetano spoke in Italian to one of the dour, swarthy guards, and he left the room.
Dan heard excited, exasperated voices shouting from the kitchen. Nobo's team has arrived, he told himself. They got here.